This is Prop Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Now here's your host, the guru himself, John Hansen.
Good afternoon. Welcome to a Monday edition of Prop Points right here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen. FantasyPoints.com. The program, as always, is being produced by Mr. Michael Cohen. And as always, it is brought to you by Better Picks, is the daily fantasy sports app where your sports knowledge gets turned into real hardcore cash very quickly. Download Better at better.app and sign up now. Get a free $10, no deposit necessary. Also, make sure you download the Prop Points podcast wherever you get your pods, Apple, Spotify, etc. Well, we'll break down week number three, the Sunday action, top lessons learned. It's kind of a fairly creative way of going around the league and checking in on the more notable box scores and the lessons that we learned. So once again, have 10 of them lined up. We've got your key data points for Detroit at Baltimore to wrap up week three this evening for Monday Night Football. Then we'll be joined by our guy, Tom Brawley, a.k.a. The Grinder, per usual. I'm sure he had a good week. He always has a good week. I know he loved that Bryce Young under, baby. And see, that would never happen to me. I'm going to go with a Bryce Young under and they win 31-0. No, they'd be losing 31-0 if it was yours truly. Well, let's take a look at the results. I thought it was an excellent week of analysis, but the props were only okay. We did, though, hit the best bet 3 weeks in a row now. That was Ashton Jeanty. I was sweating that one out just a little bit here. Do have some stats and data, by the way, on Ashton Jeanty. Thought that we were going to be, you know, increasing the workload, but we actually got a season low. This is how counterintuitive the NFL is. I thought, yeah, they play a lot of nickel. They're talking him up a little bit, a little squeaky wheel action. We hit it, but barely. He got 68% of the backfield carry share. That was a season low. He got 85 and 90 the previous 2 weeks. He also didn't see any of the team's targets, but we do get that one done. That was the best bet. It's there at the bottom, but that was actually the best bet. We were all over Jake Ferguson and Javonte Williams. And of course, I mean, Ferguson absolutely crushed it. But, you know, Javonte, we hit it, but he lost a fumble on that first drive and he saw a more even split in the backfield. Miles Sanders stole 9 of the 19 carries away. So that's not great, but we did hit that one. But just a couple of buzzkills here. Jamar Chase, I mean, he hits this 90% if they didn't just give up in a blowout. I don't think he ran a route in the fourth quarter, so we came 20 yards shy there. I love the Garrett Wilson prop. I was on the VSiN tailgate show yesterday morning talking up Ferguson, Williams, that Jamar Chase one lost, and also Garrett Wilson. So feel good about that. Russell Wilson, we got that last night. That was great. I took an under. Amazing that it actually hit, because what are the odds? I thought, just using common sense and logic, that they would run all over him. It was an unbelievable matchup for Bijan Robinson. Didn't think the Panthers would do all that much offensively. They just lost two starters on the O-line. So what happened? Of course, and Drake London, going to see a lot of J.C. Horn. And it was a great call. It did hit, but it was a sweat job. I mean, it was unbelievable. So, oh, we're down 30-0, throwing it on every down. All of a sudden, London starts getting some catches, but that, similar to the Bengal game, it just got ugly. They gave up. So we did hit that one. But a couple of them sticking in the old craw, if you will. Thanks for nothing, Ramondre. This is a lock to hit if he doesn't fumble. But I guess you can't rule out fumbling with Ramondre Stevenson, but I'm like, it's a new season. It's a new day. He's been working on ball security all offseason. No, he is not. He still stinks. He had a second fumble on top of the goal there. So there's a loss that should have been a win. I believe we should have been 9-2. That's quite frankly my opinion, because we lost that Davante Adams one by, I think it was just 4 yards. We did get the tutty on Devontae, but nothing else there. But pretty solid week. We need to We're a little over 500, but we're still overall two picks under 500. We're scratching and clawing our way back to respectability. And I do have five props lined up this evening. Can the football gods throw me a bone here? Because, you know, the analysis has been on point, but we keep going like 3-2. You know, I got five. Can you throw me a 4-1 week here? 5-0 would be nice. We shall see. I do like the props. I do feel pretty good about it. There is maybe one that I'm throwing in there as kind of yes, because I'm doing a show called Prop Points. I'll go in on this one, a little bit of a weird one. But let's get into the lessons learned from week number 3. I'll try and go as quickly as I can because, boy, there is a lot. But start with the Vikings. I do believe they have a quarterback controversy because Carson Wentz obviously acquitted himself relatively well. Now, again, it's not a coincidence that they had their left tackle back, who is an absolute stud. Donovan Jackson as well is a stud at left guard. And it's not a coincidence that they ran all over the Bengals, and that sets up the offense, basically. So I do believe that J.J. McCarthy would have had success in this game. Hard to say, but I do believe it because, you know, when you look at his one good quarter, the one good quarter that they ran the ball for J.J. McCarthy, what did he do? He had 3 tutties in that quarter. So I do believe the Vikings have a quarterback controversy. We'll see what Wentz does, but it certainly is good news for TJ Hockenson, and thank God, because I was pretty darn high on Hockenson in this offense, and he did look damn good. He looked like he had a little pep in the step there. And Jefferson, hey, not too shabby. Oh, I also lost a Mason prop. I mean, you got to be kidding me. They completely bailed. It was a win all day, but big plays kill props. And we got 2 of them on the 2 pick sixes. I did love the Viking defense this year, so I'm loving that. But big plays kill props. So we lost that Justin Jefferson prop because they gave up. We lost the Mason prop because they gave up. And we lost the Chase prop. I got my LSU receivers confused there. But the other lesson in this same game is that these Bengals may be toast. I mean, this was ugly. We'll admit, I was into Chase Brown this year as a pick. Didn't expect him to be dominant running the ball, but man, this is bad. I mean, I saw a stat today. I don't know if it was Fantasy Points data, but I believe it's like my man is negative 50 yards before contact this year. That's really bad. So they're not blocking anything up for him, and he's not getting the catches and all that. By the way, the analysis was on point with Chase. I said it was going to be all Chase. It wasn't going to be T. Higgins against the 2 high safeties, and T. Higgins only had 1 catch. So it's one of those deals. What can you do? What are you going to do? One word. What are you going to do? Moving on to the Rams-Eagles game. I am a little bit of an Eagles hater. I will admit that. First and foremost, I lived in the area for 40-plus years. I had to listen to the fans going a little over the top. It stuck in my craw just a little bit, but they're annoying. I'm sorry. They are public enemy number 1 for fantasy. I don't know if we're out of the woods because, by the way, that Saquon Barkley prop that I had on the VSiN betting guide, the under's looking good because he's averaging right now 3.3 yards a carry, and he's on pace to run for just under 1,100 yards, and the prop was under 1,500. So I think we're looking good there. But I don't know if we're good to go with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. I lost another one. Goddard prop by 2 damn yards. You know, if I lose, it's usually by like a yard or 2 or 3. But they will not throw the ball unless they have to. That's it. You know, they got to play in a hurry-up, 2-minute offense. If they're playing from behind, then they open it up. Otherwise, they won't, even with the Barkley running game struggling, because I think they're afraid of Jalen Hurts throwing it to the other team, quite frankly. So they're going to remain conservative. I'm not going out there knocking on doors looking to trade Brown or Devontae, but I'm open to it, quite frankly. We did lose that Devontae Adams prop. He did get shadow treatment by Quinyon Mitchell, which was kind of a fear. But I don't bail on Devontae. He's looking good. You may want to bail on other Broncos, though, not named Cortland Sutton, because that's another one. The Broncos may not avoid a Bo Nix slump, basically a sophomore slump. They just don't have enough weapons here outside of Sutton. I thought that Troy Franklin might be a thing. Whoops, it's another Sean Payton, Lucy, Charlie Brown football situation. You know, he's too fickle, this guy. Marion Hampton, though, shame for Najee, but you are looking good with Amarian Hampton. Not looking great with Ladd McConkey, by the way. I did think he was a little overrated this year. Very quickly, Scataboo, Scataboo. Yes, he did the Fandango, as we said last week. And boy, it looks great. Bull in the China shop, I don't care. 12 points in the passing game. Touchdown, he's got all the goal line carries. I mean, the guy's unbelievable. He was on my target list. I'm liking it, man. I'm feeling really good. And by the way, the Chiefs and Steve Spagnuolo, they're the new Belichick. They're going to take away your number one guy, just like they did with Barkley in the Super Bowl and just like they did with Malik Nabers. Next up, Ricky can go. Big Ricky guy right here. Do I even need to say his last name? Ricky Pearsall, 11 targets, 8 grabs, looked great. Trey Benson, you are in the driver's seat now, unfortunately, for James Conner. I also have the Steelers. They're not going anywhere. We can move on and get into it, but it's just not happening. They can't run the ball. Aaron Rodgers, not that great. The Patriots, unfortunately, a week-to-week proposition. And the Jags, well, they have too many Jags. And the Bears, well, I don't know if they're back. They cannot run the ball, so I don't necessarily trust it. I do trust the data. We'll talk Monday Night Football data points. Boy, that segment went vast. I wanted to get a little bit more in there, but what are you going to do? If you think you know sports, by the way, it's time to get paid for it. Better Picks, the daily fantasy sports app where your sports knowledge turns into cash real fast. Download the Better app. You pick more or less on your favorite player stats. If your pick hits, you win. The NFL new user offer still up, $10 just for signing up. No deposit required. And when you deposit, you can earn $200 in bonuses. Year-round action with NBA, WNBA, MLB, all the good sports. Head to better.app. That's BETR. Download Better in the App Store or Google Play. Don't forget to pop in that promo code VSIN for your free $10 and your deposit bonus today. Coming up in 15 minutes, the grinder, Tom Brawley. We're coming at you next Monday Night Football data points here on Prop Points.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSIN, the sports betting network.
The football game tonight in Inner Harbor, Baltimore, as the Ravens take on the Detroit Lions. Welcome back to Prop Points here on VSIN. I'm John Hansen of FantasyPoints.com. Detroit, 4.5 road underdogs, but that's not really what we do here. We care about that total. And, oh, look, it's juicy. 53-point whatever. It's 53. It's good. I can't even see my damn monitor. So yeah, 53. We're good. 53. That's the highest total on the board. Let's take a look at some data points for the big game. We start with the quarterbacks, of course, as always, the passing props, Mr. Jared Goff. You know, I'm going to try and whittle it down to the crux of the matter. And for me, the crux of the matter is the Ravens are only 19th in pressure rate. Jared Goff has been pressured on 29% of his dropbacks. So he's got zero touchdowns on those dropbacks. So it's important that he's clean. So that's good. Ravens D, by the way, not that good. They don't rush the passer, and they actually haven't been that great against the run lately, although, you know, they're not bad, but they normally were used to them being a brick wall of sorts. Lamar Jackson, Detroit giving up the 11th fewest passing yards per game. They are pressuring quarterbacks, though, similar story, at the 7th lowest rate. Lamar, when not under pressure, does well. 9.86 YPA. So he was 21 of 27, by the way. These teams met 2 years ago. Used to be out-of-conference opponents couldn't meet. They could only meet every 3 years. I guess they changed that. But anyway, they played 2 years ago in 2023, and 21 of 27 for 357/3. He also ran it 9 times for 36 and a rushing touchdown. I'd certainly lean toward the over on both of these totals. Let's go on to the wide receiver props. I'm not in officially on Amon-Ra. I loved him last week. Absolutely crushed it. But he had, in the previous game 2 years ago, 19 targets, 13 grabs for 102. They are playing a lot more man. I think they're like 8th most man. He does well against man. He's about 2 yards per route run. They do allow the 7th most receiving yards and the 5th most receptions to slot receivers. We'll see a little Marlon Humphrey, who is good, but not all the time, of course. Khalil Shakir, you think about week one, you know, that shootout against the Bills, you would think this game will play out somewhat similarly. And Khalil Shakir in that game had 6 grabs for 64. So I think he's looking good in a higher scoring affair. Let's take a look at Zay Flowers, because my man is balling and he's getting good schematic matchups, and he gets another one right here. Lions running the second highest rate of single high safety coverage, and Flowers averages a truly absurd 4.59 yards per route run and 0.44, it's a big number, targets per route run against that look. He has the highest target share in the league against single high coverages at 45%, sixth highest separation score against single high coverage. So they're going to be game planning Zay Flowers because he separates and he crushes it. Lions, as I mentioned, have the seventh lowest pressure rate, which means we might get some downfield routes developing for Mr. Zay Flowers. And I think maybe Derrick Henry doesn't go off here. I don't know if people are making a big deal out of it, but I am. The Patrick Ricard has been out the last couple of weeks, at least. He's out again tonight, and he's like the best blocking fullback in the NFL. Moving on, Jameson Williams is going to probably see a lot of Owuzi. That's a beatable matchup there on the outside. The Ravens are playing. It's the seventh highest rate, actually, of man coverage, and that's always good for J-Mo. You want man. A comparable man beater in that week one game, maybe a little different body type, but still a man beater in Keon Coleman, got them for 8 grabs for 112 and a tutty 2 weeks ago. So the Ravens also, they're not great. They allow the fourth most receptions to outside receivers and the 10th most receiving yards. So, you know, I'm not in on him, full disclosure, but I kind of want to take overs on all these dudes. Like Sam Laporta, you got to love Laporta. The Lions have directed only 48% of their targets to wide receivers this year. That's down because the target percentage is up to the tight ends, namely Laporta, 19% last year to 25%. His slot rate nearly doubled this year from 25% to 50%. So you love that. He also is going to see a lot of man coverage in this game. As I mentioned, they play the seventh highest rate of man, and Laporta averages he sees a 39% boost to his targets per route run against man since the start of 2024. The Ravens allowing the second most receiving yards, second most receptions per game to tight ends. They got hit by David Njoku and Harold Fannin last week, 9 grabs for 88 yards. And Laporta, by the way, 2 years ago in the matchup, the rookie year, 6 grabs for 52 on 7 targets. Mark Andrews, he does well against man coverage. That's one way you call him Mandrews. I know he's crushing hopes and dreams right now. 2 for 7 on 4 targets. He only has 2 more catches and 7 more yards than our producer Michael Cohen has logged thus far this year. But again, the Lions do play man at a top 6 clip. And Mandrews does crush man, 0.55 fantasy points per route run against man, which is a big number. And he did score 2 touchdowns in that matchup 2 years ago. 4 grabs for 63, 6 targets. No Isaiah Likely in that game as well. And he's out once again. The Lions running backs should be active. And we're getting a little shift here as well in terms of the target percentage. 28% of their targets this year go to the running backs. Of course, they play Green Bay, and Jahmyr Gibbs had like 10 catches in that game for like 3 yards, but they are throwing it a little bit more to the backs, 28% compared to 21%. And Jahmyr Gibbs, by the way, averages almost a 20% higher snap share while trailing, which is notable since they're 4.5-point road underdogs. And then we also have David Montgomery out there, not running a ton of routes. Gibbs was well over him at 52% to 14%. But, you know, I still, full disclosure, do see Gibbs catching 4 or 5 balls in this one. And maybe Monty. Let's take a look at the rushing props real quick. Derrick Henry, you know, it's tempting. He'll probably hit it, but I'm not going to do it. Lions allow the 10th most adjusted yards before contact, so that's not a terrible spot. But they did hold down a somewhat comparable back in Josh Jacobs in the opener, 19 carries, 66 yards. Henry does miss the fullback, Patrick Ricard. They are 4.5 home favorites, though. Should could get rolling late. I can see him having a good game. Not so sure about him having a great game. And also, by the way, the running game for Lamar Jackson, I would think, will be prevalent. Now, we've made a big deal out of this. The system there in Detroit, you know, Aaron Glenn has departed, but his underling, if you will, is kind of running it now. It's the same scheme. And they have been extremely vulnerable to running quarterbacks. They have tightened up the ship a little bit, though. They're definitely a little bit better. But I remember 2 years ago, it was like, oh, my goodness, they can't stop Lamar. They can't stop Justin Fields. I believe Justin Fields. Didn't he have a 200-yard running game in this matchup? But for the record, here's the running quarterbacks last year against the Lions. Kyler Murray, 5 carries for 45. Caleb Williams, 4 for 39 and 6 for 34. Josh Allen, 8 for 68 with 2 tutties. And Lamar himself had 9 for 36 with a rushing touchdown. Again, the Lions playing a good amount of man coverage. And, you know, I don't know if Lamar is going to be able to feed the ball to Derrick Henry. So I think they're going to kind of come out throwing here a little bit. A good number of dropbacks. And I feel good about Lamar and the rushing prop. We shall see on the other side, by the way, if the grinder, Tom Brawley, is with me on that one, the Lamar rushing prop or any other prop. He's going to join us on the other side here from fantasypoints.com. But first, the NFL season is rolling and every snap brings new opportunities. Make sure you get the edge with VSiN Pro. Right now, you can save 40% on our football season special with the Prop Points promo code PROP. You'll get VSiN Pro access to everything we do across every sport from now through the Super Bowl, daily best bets, real-time DraftKings and circa betting splits, proven betting systems and pro tools over at VSiN.com, plus 24/7 videos, replays, and live breakdowns on the VSiN Watch app. Don't wait. Lock in 40% off today with that promo code PROP at VSiN.com/subscribe. That is VSIN.com/subscribe. We shall see on the other side if me and the grinder Tom Brawley are in full lockstep on a prop or two, because as we've learned, as we've been saying even from last year, if we are completely simpatico, it hits 80% of the time. Tom Brawley from Fantasy Points will join us next right here on a Monday edition of Prop Points on VSiN.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Rolling on a Monday edition of Prop Points right here on VSiN, live on a Football Monday. I'm John Hansen, fantasypoints.com. Right to the progressive guest line, as promised, our guy over at fantasypoints.com, the betting maven, senior writer, part owner on the X Machine, at Tom Brawley. Congratulations, Tom, on that Bryce Young under receiving prop. I thought you were going to marry that. Did you propose to that prop last week? Because I think you were in love with that, but congratulations.
No, thank you. That was not the game script I was expecting to win that prop.
Yeah.
But if you get a 30-0 victory by the Panthers where they don't have to throw it in the second half, you'll also take it. So was not expecting that one. But, hey, that was we got that one in the win column. And another winning week overall. Looking to add to it tonight. A small winner with the player props, but we need two more here tonight to really have a nice profitable week.
Yeah, well, I've got 5. So, you know me, okay. The show's called Prop Points. But I feel good about them. Well, let's get into one that, you know, we actually discussed. And I actually officially went in on it on Thursday. It's just weird that it just came up, but it just looked too good, this Jahmyr Gibbs one. Now, you were in, I got in at 20, which is absurd. You're not finding that. But you got in at 22. I would still do that, minus 114. Mm-hmm. But I see now it's up to 24. So any thoughts on Jahmyr Gibbs tonight? 24.5. We got that total. What's that, 53? 4.5-point road dogs, which probably means that David Montgomery is catching three or four balls. But what do you see tonight with Gibbs?
Yeah, this is one we discussed it on the show on Thursday on my spot, and I quickly added it because you astutely pointed it out to me, and I really liked it as well. I would still, you know, if you can get like a 25.5, 26.5, that's about where I would bet it to. But it does look like the market has stretched out quite a bit on this one over the last couple of hours. It was sitting, you know, in that 23.5, 24.5 yard range this morning. So hopefully you got down on this if you're a subscriber to Fantasy Points. But yeah, this is just looking at the numbers. Since Gibbs kind of took over the backfield a little bit last year, 30 or more receiving yards in 7 of his last 8 games. And then we look at Baltimore, kind of funnels targets to running backs, giving up the 6th most receiving yards per game after allowing the 4th most receiving yards per game to running backs last season. So it's a, you know, continuing trend here where they're giving up receiving production to running backs. So we saw James Cook go off in the first game. Jerome Ford, in a much smaller role, had 23 yards in week 2. And if we look at this game, Baltimore, 5-point favorite, 4.5-point favorite at home. So could be a trailing game script here for Detroit. So probably going to have to throw it a little bit more than they want. So everything's kind of pointing to Jahmyr Gibbs being involved in the passing game. And we know Gibbs. I mean, he can get one screen pass and take it, right, you know, to get us 30 yards on a reception in this game. So I really like this. We were on a Jahmyr Gibbs prop earlier this season in week 1 against the Packers. We cashed that one. So let's try to make it 2 out of the first 3 weeks.
All right. So there you go. We really like it. Hint,
yes,
hint, wink, wink. The grinder Tom Brawley on the air with us here on a Monday edition of the program at Tom Brawley on the X Machine. Let me, not to throw you off course or put you on the spot, but, you know, it is interesting our approaches. See, you're more of, and I've said this a number of times, I know this is the Vegas Sports and Information Network. I'm not a big, I don't have the gambling mindset. You do, though. And that's why you're really picky. But for me, I'm a picks guy. I like matchups. I like, you know, isolating guy. That guy's going to go off tonight. You know, that's my passion. So I'm just curious why you don't seem to like look at like Zay Flowers tonight. Like the schematics tonight with Zay Flowers look so good. No Isaiah Likely, higher scoring affair. Just your process there. Did you kick the tires on Zay Flowers? I think it was up to 70 yards, but you know, maybe that's a high number for you. I mean, I know they have a lot of weapons, but what are your thoughts on a guy like Zay Flowers tonight?
Yeah, I like the matchup a lot. Definitely looked at this number. It's just one of those, he's off to such a good start this year. You know, the number has been bet up, you know, over the first couple of weeks here. So now I'm getting in at a higher price here. And just my experience from betting Ravens games, like if they do get out to a big lead, sometimes they can just ride Derrick Henry a little bit. And Lamar Jackson isn't afraid to spread the ball around a little bit. So it's a low volume passing game. So believe me, it was on my short list. I wrote it up in my game hub up on fantasypoints.com. They play a lot of too high safeties, and he's been crushing that look so far this year. Although, if you look at any coverage right now, Zay Flowers is crushing because he's played really well overall. So I wouldn't mind riding the hot hand in this matchup. We're expecting a lot of offense on both sides of the ball. So, I was on the short list, but didn't quite make my betting list.
Well, one that did, and I'm full disclosure in on it as well. Why? Because I'm trying to stack wins here. Dubs, baby. Lamar Jackson. Now this number's floated around a little bit. I think it's up to 44.5. You were in at 42.5. I'm pretty sure I popped it in on the fantasy point site this morning at 44.5, but what are you seeing there? I mean, they do play a lot of man. I said earlier, you know, 2 years ago, we were looking at 100 yards rushing for mobile quarterbacks and running quarterbacks against this defense. They have tightened it up a little bit, but they're still vulnerable, I think, to running quarterbacks. And by the way, I don't know if people are making it a big deal, but, you know, no Patrick Ricard at fullback has probably hurt Derrick Henry here a little bit.
Yeah, it probably hurt last week against the Cleveland Browns, not having that lead blocker. So, I think we could see a little bit more Lamar Jackson running in this game, especially, you know, this is a pretty good defensive front for the Lions. They have been good at shutting down some running games over the last couple of years. But, you know, maybe that means a little bit more misdirection, a few more keepers for Lamar Jackson to try to keep the defense on its toes. You pointed it out. A lot of man coverage, not quite as much man coverage as we saw with the Aaron Glenn defenses last year, but still about the sixth highest rate coming into this game. So, you know, we always kind of target defenses that play a lot of man coverage when we're looking at these rushing yard props that, you know, that's just the opportunity for these quarterbacks to scramble if everything's covered down the field and if there isn't a spy on them. So, I dug through the numbers here. He's gotten to 45 yards in about two thirds of his games since the start of last season. That includes some postseason games last year. So, and then I really dug in for Monday Night Football. He is averaging close to 72 rushing yards per game on Monday Night Football. The standalone on Monday night, he's closer to 58 rushing yards per game. Yes, the extra day of rest. You know, he likes to show off. Lisa Salters is there. Miss Lisa, as he always calls her in the interviews. So, he's averaging 58 rushing yards per game in all of his other games. So he likes to run a little bit more on Monday Night Football.
Great stuff from the grinder, Tom Brawley, on the X Machine at Tom Brawley. And, well, life comes at us fast. I'm already eyeballing Thursday Night Football here, Seattle at Arizona. We'll have a couple of days to marinate, three, in fact, to marinate in that puppy, and then we'll chop it up on Thursday morning and see what we see. Tom, great stuff as always. Good luck tonight.
Oh, thanks a lot. Let's go Jahmyr Gibbs, and let's go Lamar Jackson.
Let's depart. That is our guy, the grinder, Tom Brawley. And before we step aside, we've got the official picks, a Monday night special. I'm really into it on the other side. But first, if you think you know sports, start getting paid for it. Better Picks, the daily fantasy sports app where your sports knowledge is turned into cash. Sign up today, get a free $10, no deposit needed. And when you do deposit, you can earn up to $200 in bonuses. Plus, for the NFL, Better giving you that $40 for every friend you bring in. Download Better in the App Store or Google Play. Head to better.app, use the promo code VSIN for your free $10 and your deposit bonus. Well, fast moving program as always. All we have left is everything. The official prop picks for week number 3, Monday Night Football. I got 5 of them coming at you. I got a couple of touchdown picks as well and a Monday Night special. I am going with a 2-leg parlay for the Monday Night special. You do not want to miss this one. I do believe this puppy is hitting at like plus 350. It's prop points on VSiN.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Final segment, Monday edition, Prop Points right here on VSiN. We do have 5 picks tonight, and I am demanding from the football gods some fortuitousness, if you will. Throw me a bone here, because this week I thought the analysis was outstanding. We got pinched on we should have been like 80%, and now we're like just a couple of picks over 500. But we can certainly emerge tonight with a very good week in which we gained back all the ground we lost in week one. We have a Monday Night special as well that I think is quite special. It is a 2-legged parlay, so we'll pop that out here at the end. But let's get into, you know, again, Jahmyr Gibbs. We were in on this like 4 days ago at 20.5. And the only reason we went in on it is because it's like, that's too good. I got to get in here on that one. So we did. But as discussed with the grinder, Tom Brawley, you know, we'll go 24.5, probably go 25.5, maybe not 25.5. I go 24.5. Okay. Yeah. 25.5. Maybe that's it. That's about where I'd cap it. But yeah, I do think we get here. They are 4.5-point underdogs. My man is getting plenty of targets, as we've outlined. By the way, you know, we've got some data here as well. The Lions have directed 28% of the targets to running backs this year. That's up from 21%. Gibbs also, by the way, averages almost a 20% higher snap share when the Lions are trailing, which certainly notable because they are road underdogs, 4 to 5 point underdogs. So I think we're looking good there with Mr. Jahmyr Gibbs. As we discussed with Tom Brawley, I am in fact in on Zay Flowers. And again, I understand it. This is gambling, and you have to understand that there's a lot of things that can go wrong. It could be, you know, all of a sudden Rashad Bateman comes out of nowhere. D-Hop, you know, they throw into some younger secondary guys. But I got to go with it because I'm a picks guy. I'm a matchup guy. I'm a gut field dude. I was a big Zay Flowers guy. I actually liked him more than JSN coming out. Him and Addison, quite frankly. I'm not bragging. I think I was wrong. But I did love Flowers, and he's crushing. Lions deploying the second highest rate of single high safety coverage at 63%. Flowers, an insane 4.59 yards per route run against that look. And he gets a lot of targets, too, 0.44 targets per route run. I could absolutely see him come out and get a couple a deep balls or one deep ball. Or, you know, I could absolutely on the first drive see him getting like two grabs for 30 in this game. He has the highest target share in the league against single high coverage thus far. 45% of the time, he gets targeted. That is pretty absurd. And he also has the sixth highest separation score against single high. Lions have the seventh lowest pressure rate and the slowest time to the quarterback in the NFL. And Lamar averages 9.86 YPA yards per attempt when not pressured. So I also think Detroit, as they're equipped to slow down Derrick Henry without his fullback Ricard. So I think Flowers will be active again and very much into Sammy LaPorta. Lions also bumping up their percentage of throws to the tight end this year. They have directed only 48% of the throws to wide receivers. The tight ends are getting 25% this year, up from 19%. Also, as I mentioned earlier, LaPorta's slot rate has nearly doubled this year from 25% to 50%. You love slot if you're looking to get catches for your receiver. They play top seven clip of man, the seventh most man coverage thus far. LaPorta gets a 39% boost to his targets per route run against man since the start of last year. And they've been vulnerable underneath middle of the field dating back to last year. They're allowing the second most receiving yards per game and the second most receptions per game to tight ends. 8 a game. I mean, it's a lot. 92 yards a game. And last week, Njoku and Fannin combined for 9 grabs for 88. So I think we're looking pretty good with LaPorta, who, by the way, in the matchup 2 years ago, his rookie year, had 7 targets, 6 grabs, 452. Feel pretty darn good. Also going, I'm going to go in on Lamar over 44.5 yards rushing. You know, this is what I kind of do. You try and, it's like, you know, your pros and your cons deal. And I think the pros win on Lamar running in this game. So number one, Lions play a good amount of man coverage. Always good for a running quarterback. Number two, the scheme overall has really struggled against mobile running quarterbacks for a number of years. They are tightening it up a little bit. Number three, I think that we have a high total, 53 points. Probably going to get a good number of passes. I don't think Derrick Henry is going off. So you add it all up. Yes, Lamar, I believe, will go over 44.5 rushing yards. And then this would be my weird one. If you notice, you know, we're not maybe crushing it, but we're doing pretty well. And I have noticed that, like, the picks at the top do well. So, you know, the losses are typically coming from the bottom of the list, which is what we want. Like, you're picking from the top there. So I will throw in at the bottom of the list one that's, I don't have a ton of analysis on it, but here's my analysis. It's so obvious Jahmyr Gibbs is going to get 5+ catches and probably 30+ yards. It is so obvious that Dave Montgomery is going to get a couple catches. That's just the way it is. I can see, you know, Dave getting a couple dump, like you're like all expecting it to be Gibbs and then it's Dave. That has happened a couple of times. He actually got, and I know, you know, Ben Johnson was there last year and he's no longer there, but in the down the stretch last year, if you look at the game logs, he kind of was getting these little checkdowns quite a bit. So I think, you know, Goff will probably drop back a good number of times. They probably will be playing from behind. So let's go with Dave Montgomery over 12.5 receiving yards. Feel pretty darn good about that. No doubt about it. Oh, we also have 2 touchdown props. Let's get into that. Mark Andrews. I know this is why it's a little scary to go with a yardage prop or a catch prop with Andrews. I mean, the dude has 2 grabs for 7 on the season on 4 targets. So that's really bad. But the Lions give up production over the middle. They play man at a top 6 clip. Mandrews does crush man. Mandrews, get it? 0.55 fantasy points per route run. That's a very good number. If you're over 4, you're absolutely crushing it. Oh, and by the way, when these teams met 2 years ago, no Isaiah Likely in the game, which will be the case tonight. He had 6 targets, 4 grabs, 63, 2 touchdowns. So let's do it. Mark Andrews with a touchdown. What's that, plus 180? And then we'll go right back to Laporta. By the way, Laporta has been rolling thus far in his career, including through like today, with an 11% touchdown rate. How many touchdowns does he have this year? 0.0. So we are going to go for it at plus 260. Samuel Laporta, Mr. Red Zone last year, he's going to cross the stripe, so to speak. We have 1 item left, and it's a very big one. If I pump it up anymore, it definitely won't hit, so I won't pump it up. But we do have a Monday night special. It is brought to you by G-Bank. G-Bank, built with sports bettors in mind. Right now, you can earn a $50 cash back reward bonus once you're approved and your account is open with the G-Bank Visa Signature Card. Most credit cards, they treat those sportsbook and gaming transactions as cash advances, even when it's your own money. G-Bank, though, treats them as regular purchases. That means no cash advance fees, saving you 3 to 5% on every deposit. Plus, you'll earn 1% cash back on all eligible sportsbook and gaming transactions, 2% cash back on everything else you buy. Apply now at VSiN.com/GBank. That's VSiN.com/GBank. And, of course, stay tuned right after we sign off with Prop Points, Money Moves with Stormy Bonantoni, Jonathan Von Tobel at 2 Eastern. Josh Applebaum shares where the sharp money is landing across today's betting board. Then it's Follow the Money, Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard at 4 Eastern. VSiN Prime Time with Tim Murray and Matt Humans at 7 Eastern. All right, this is it. Monday night special, week number 3, a 2-leg same game parlay with the 2 best schematic matchup guys in the game tonight. We're going to go Sammy Laporta hitting 50 or more yards. We're going to go Zay Flowers hitting 80 or more yards, plus 350. Don't want to curse myself, but we've hit these last 2 specials here in the program. Enjoy the game. Good luck, and you're welcome. We'll catch you mañana for another edition of Prop Points. We'll be right back.